Oregon Governor Kate Brown has signed an executive order aimed at improving the way the state negotiates with its unionized workers. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The order establishes that money set aside for collective bargaining will now include salary increases and health care costs. The change could make it easier for lawmakers to factor in the total cost of employees when they work on state agency budgets. Brown also announced that she's creating a task force to come up with ways to reel in the costs of Oregon's public employee pension system. She says the task force will explore ways to pay down as much as $5 billion in unfunded PERS liabilities. How would the state raise that much cash? By potentially selling off billions of dollars worth of state assets.
A few items are off the table. We will not be privatizing prisons, nor will we be selling state parks or state forests.
The move comes as the state faces a $1.6 billion shortfall heading into the upcoming budget cycle. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.